Hello, Gary B. with your local and regional update brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. for your banking convenience. The U.S. Postal Service says it has reduced from 8 to 4 the number of Arkansas post office branches or stations being scrutinized for closure or consolidation. Locations still targeted for closure include 2 in Little Rock and 2 in Fort Smith. Republicans in Arkansas's House of Representatives are criticizing Speaker Robbie Wills' firing of the chamber's information director and his push to revamp its communications office. House Republican leader Brian King and Republican Representative Dan Greenberg said yesterday they are wary that Wills is trying to politicize the House Information Office. Arkansas's 2 members of the U.S. Senate have both scheduled town hall sessions for today, but the 2 events will be very different. Senator Blanche Lincoln will host a traditional town hall session at Pine Bluff, while Senator Mark Pryor will host a telephone conference call where Arkansans can call in with questions or comments. And Senator Blanche Lincoln says she will not support a government-funded insurance option as part of an overhaul of the nation's health care system. Dozens of people shouted at Lincoln as she spoke yesterday to a crowd of more than 800 that had packed into an arena at Arkansas Tech University. The Independence County Hydro Project power generators at dams 1, 2, and 3 on the White River continue to make good power. The meter reading for August came to 5,800 megawatts. At $82 a megawatt, that translates into $475,000 in power that Independence County sold to Clarksville Water and Light Company. How good a month was it? That was the most power that has been produced at the plant since they went online in late 2006 with the first unit. Friday night football on Thursday night. That story and more when we continue.
Every business has the same routine when it comes to making deposits. Drive to the bank, make your deposit, drive back to work. But Liberty Bank has changed all that. With Liberty's new Commercial Capture Express, you make deposits from your computer, right there in your office. It's as easy as it sounds, and your deposits post and clear faster, improving cash flow. Watch our Commercial Capture Express demo online at mylibertybank.com. That's real banking, only at Liberty Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's kind of a sporty next 3 or 4 days coming up. For instance, tonight it's high school Friday night football on Thursday night. A traditional rival, Batesville, meeting Newport. It's on statewide television. As a result, the game was moved to Thursday night. Newport returns 8 offensive starters and 2 defensive starters from a 10-4 team in 2008 that lost in overtime in the state semifinals to Pine Bluff Dollarway, 23, I believe it was, to 22. Newport's coach, Greg Brennan, says this year's team wants to establish a record at the school, the most consecutive playoff appearances by Newport. And they have a streak going, 22 now. They want to make it 23 this year. Batesville, on the other hand, has a very young ball squad. But head football coach and athletic director Dave King says he likes this young group, in particular the enthusiasm.
We got a lot of young kids, only got 1 starter back on offense. One full-time and 1 part-time starter back on defense. It's going to be a young team, and it's going to be a team at times that we experience some growing pains with, but the effort and the commitment of this team has been awesome at this point, and I'm just excited about them. I think, you know, with youth comes at times some problems, but at the same time, you know, I love their exuberance and their effort in practice and their coachability. You know, we've got that's been something that's been really, really good to this point in the season, and you know, I'm just excited about this team.
Batesville head football coach Dave King, the Pioneers and the Greyhounds kick it off at 7:30 tonight at Pioneer Stadium. You can hear it live on your Classic Rock 93 KZLE. Another big item in sports coming this weekend is the Sarah Lowe Memorial 5K Run. The White River Roadrunners is the group that presents this event. Member Ken McSpadden tells us about it.
This is our 3rd year. It just gets better and better every year. We were really surprised at the number of people that's registered so far. We've got 193 that have pre-registered already. You know, it's just for a good cause. We raise money for the Batesville High School, the Sarah Lowe Memorial Scholarship Fund. Past couple of years, we've raised a little over $8,000.
Tell us a little bit about Sarah.
She was one of the flight attendants on American Airlines Flight 11, and that was the first plane that crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center on September 11th. She grew up here in Batesville. She ran track, and her team won a state title in 89. And the Batesville High School girls track team, they wear little pins and logos in her memory also, and they've been keeping that state champ going.
Ken McSpadden. Late entries can register at Josie's Steakhouse at the Lockhouse by the White River Friday night between 6 p.m. and 8 p.m. This local and regional update has been brought to you by Liberty Bank in Batesville, the bank with same-day posting no matter the time of transaction. Gary B.